Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. But we're going to get straight into our next interview, aren't we, David? Who have we got in the studio?
We have got Roger King. Roger, hello and welcome.
Hi, David.
Now, tell us, you're part of something very special. What is it?
Oh, well, it's rather huge.
It's rather huge, yes.
It's the 20th White Millennium Chorus. So we started in 1999, so don't work out the maths. There are a few obscurities there. But anyway, this is the 20th event, and it's a statewide event. We assemble, this year we've got 250 singers together.
Wow.
From as far away as Mallacoota and Bendigo, Ballarat, Castlemaine, but quite a lot from Melbourne as well.
Right.
And we rehearse for about 10 weeks. And
all together, or do you do it
We've about half of them rehearse in Richmond.
Yep.
And the rest rehearse regionally.
Right, in their areas.
Little choirs adopt us in these areas.
And okay.
We provide them with the material. So we've selected songs from the last 9 concerts that we've done.
Right.
So it's a retrospective.
Okay. We'll come back to the concert, but what's your journey? You know, like, who are you in the scheme of things? You know, like, give us your background.
Okay. Well, I hate to admit it, but my background was structural engineering.
but are you a singer as well?
Yes. I at the same time as I was doing that, I was also playing music in little bands, and with my partner we would go and play at folk festivals around the place.
Right.
But then we got hauled into the Boite in 1984. It's a long time ago.
Right. So tell us about the name of it. You know, like, what is
The Boite?
Yeah.
It's a French word. We mix languages, the Boite. but it's there were boites in Paris in the 1920s. But the term, the idea of these underground jazz venues or music venues spread right across the Mediterranean. So there were boites particularly in Greece, in Athens. And that's where the name of our boite came from. It was started by a Greek fellow.
Oh, okay.
Valentinus.
Okay.
In 79.
Right.
It started.
And so you've just been, were you involved when it first started?
No, we got there when it was 5 years old. So,
right, okay.
So there'd been a number of coordinators before Therese and I, my partner and I, got involved in the Boite.
Right. And why did you get involved?
Oh, we've been involved in music, and we had an interest in multicultural music. So I was born in Melbourne, but I was brought up in South Africa, and it was fascinating there that I was brought up in Johannesburg and had no black friends, you know.
Wow.
None.
That's scary, really, isn't it?
And then when I came to Australia through my connection with music, I had quite a few black friends. It was just quite extraordinary, really.
Yeah.
But I also lived and worked in Malaysia, and that was a very interesting experience in the early 70s.
Right.
Working in a small town there. I also worked on the Snowy, actually. So as an engineer, I worked on the Snowy.
Wow.
So that was the heart of multiculturalism.
Absolutely.
At that time.
Yeah, so, well, one of the biggest projects ever in Australia, wasn't it, at the time?
Yeah.
And so multicultural.
Yeah, so, you know, the day I started at the Snowy, I started with Hussein Gönçü, who was one of the first Turks to arrive in Australia. You know, so we signed up on the same day, and he couldn't put his hand on the Bible to swear his allegiance to the Queen.
Right.
But we became great friends, actually, during my 2 years at the Snowy.
Right.
Sorry, Roger, you were talking about the Boite, and obviously that you got involved in 1984. Is there a link to multiculturalism with the Boite? I mean, what do you actually do? Is it more like a social group? Is it a sort of a singing group, music group?
Or? Okay, so the Boite, so multiculturalism is the foundation of the Boite, really. And the Boite is there to support musicians from diverse cultural backgrounds. But one of the techniques we use is to get support for these musicians through these big projects like the Millennium Chorus, where we pull in singers of all ages and backgrounds. But amongst the key musicians are some very interesting musicians who, you know, these singers get to meet and get to know as friends and become supporters of. So that's the tactic behind it. But we also have, I mean, there are other projects. The main project at the BWAT is called the BWAT World Music Cafe. It's a series of small events which are designed to keep us in touch with hundreds of musicians, and basically that's what it does, and supports hundreds of musicians.
And Roger, as a musician yourself, what does it do for your craft or your technique?
Well, look, in the Therese and I, we were full-time musicians for a short period of time, but then once the BWAT took over, that declined, so we're much more administrators now. So what I do now is I sing with a group called Gorani, and I sing with another group called the Melbourne Georgian Choir, and then also with the BWAT Millennium Chorus. So basically singing is what I do these days. I don't play the guitar anymore and mandolin and whistle and these sort of things. So the BWAT has put me in touch with fantastic musicians, but it's reduced the amount of time that I can spend. You know, I mean, let's face it, if you play guitar, you've got to put the time in.
Yeah. Now, what sort of music can people hear on when this chorus come together, 200-odd voices come together? What sort of music are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to hear the best of the... What we did is we surveyed the choir and said, which songs were your favourites? And so we've come up with the 9 favourites, and then we've spun a story through those. And so we call the concert Haven. And we've got Arnold Zabel narrating, he's telling 6 stories which are related to the concept of Haven. As you know, he's a human rights,
yep.
He's a Melbourne-based writer and human rights activist. But some of the songs, we start off with a song by Melanie Shanahan, the late Melanie Shanahan. It's called Walk With Me. It's a fantastic song.
And Walk With Me, I'm guessing it's sort of got religious?
No, it's just Melanie saying... Actually, we didn't know at the time, but Melanie was bipolar. And the lyric of this song is, I don't want to walk alone.
Right, okay.
But it's got a very open meaning. Like, that's most people can relate to that sentiment, and which is why it's a song that has great traction. It's lasted, you know, and people love that song.
Yeah.
So we're opening the concert with that song. And she was a very charismatic character. She died quite a long time ago now, 2003 or something. But a lot of people in this choir will know and remember her, so I'm a little bit worried that all the choir will be in bawling their heads off at the first song. But anyway, yeah. We have to demand a certain level of professionalism here. But we're singing Gurumul Yunupingu's song, Marindil.
Excellent.
In language.
Yep, wow.
And that's, that's a song... Now, Gurumul is blind.
Yes.
But he clearly sees, you know, it's a song about the sunset and about the tide going out across the mudflats and people running out and fishing, you know, shellfishing and so on, and then having to scurry back before the tide comes in, and people sitting around on the shore sort of just looking at this busyness happening. And so... You know, I think that's a song with many, it's multi-dimensional. It's got so many meanings tied up in that song. And of course, it's Gurumul's most famous song. It's the most, he sings it with the most beautiful voice. He's in town the day before for the film festival. I actually haven't made the phone call yet. But we will certainly be offering him tickets, and if he wants to jump up on stage and sing it with us,
wow,
we'll have him there. But,
although, wouldn't it be better for you to actually sing it to him?
It's happened before.
Imagine how moving that would be for
him. It has happened before. The people who are leading that particular song is Jane Thompson and James Rigby. They got him involved at the Port Fairy Festival.
Oh, okay.
So they taught this song... their arrangement of his song at a Port Fairy festival, and Gurumul, who was at that festival, insisted that he come along and listen and hear it.
Yep.
And it caused his managers great grief because they had to cancel flights, everything to get him there.
Yeah.
But he was very, very moved. Yeah. So he loves the idea of people singing his songs.
So it's a very eclectic program that that you're singing on the on the day.
Yeah.
And how many songs are there again?
Well, the choir is learning 13.
Right.
Usually in a concert like this, we've got about 18 pieces of music, so the choir's doing 13 of them. We've got a few guest artists as well.
Right, okay.
There's some sense. Solid Rock is another really interesting one. You know Shane Howard, Solid Rock?
Singing
the final chorus in Pitjantjatjara.
Yeah. Wow.
That's 250 of us. So we did this in the biggest choir we've ever had, actually. It was 400 voices, and we sang that in Pitjantjatjara a few years ago now.
Brilliant. Yeah. When's it on?
It's the 20th of August. It's a Sunday afternoon concert, so it's easy, you know, easy access for everyone. Don't have to worry about work the next day. And it's at the plenary, which is overlooking the Pollywood side.
Yeah, and which is part of the convention exhibition building.
Yeah, Melbourne
Right. And how do you get tickets?
You order tickets through the Boite. So if you go to Try Booking and just search for the Boite.
And how do you spell that?
B-O-I-T-E.
Right.
And then the concert is called Haven. So you could search for Haven and it'll take you straight there.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for pulling this a concert together and the hard work it must be, you know, like pulling all the people together.
Well, we've got a great team. We've got a terrific team and people are very devoted to it. And it's been a very rewarding, you know, it's a very exciting project to be a part of.
It would be.
So, and look, just quickly, there's a spin-off, there's a schools chorus. And that is even bigger than the Millennium Chorus. It's also statewide, same idea, but instead of doing one big concert, we do two concerts at the Melbourne Town Hall.
Yep.
And we do, this year we're doing two regional concerts, but, you know, we're working to build up the regional network of concerts.
Yeah.
So 1,000 kids, 50 schools, you know.
Wow. And all on the website. You'll find all the information on the website.
Yeah, we've got a good white website there that explains this.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you, David. And yeah, thank you all.
You're very welcome. Thank That's you. Roger King from the Boite Millennium Chorus on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine.